We learned Daf Gimel on Beis, and we're starting from the word Eshkechan, six or seven lines from the top, beginning of a line, Eshkechan. So we learned that there was an exception to the rule of Lav Shem Maisa, Nishba Meimar U'Mekalel, and maybe also Makim Chum L'Mekurim. We're merely learning how we know Nishba gets Malkus, even though it's not a Maisa. So the Gemara says, Eshkan Shvua Shav. The Pasuk says on Shvua Shav, Kelo Yinaka Hashem, it's Mashmah to get Malkus. We find that Shvua Shav, Taka, gets Malkus. Shvua Shekem, no. How you know Shvua Shekem? How you know a false Shvua? That's a Shvua, there's no need for it. Because it's Pashut. That's Shvua Shav. But Shvua Shekem, how do you know there you get Malkus? Rabbi Yechon the day on, Rabbi Yechon himself says, before Rabbi Yechon said over Hashem, a bunch of different, said from a Tana, Shemra Meir. Now, Rabbi Yechon himself says, Pshat, how do you know Shvua Shekem? He says, in this Pasuk, it says Shav twice. That's twice a shav. Lashav, lashav, shnei pamim. In English, shvua shav. Tnu English, shvua sheker. The like. Second one's teaching us that shvua sheker, you get malchus. That's why it's two times shav. So now, what's the case of shvua sheker? That's the one I'm going to analyze right now. What is the case that shvua sheker needs a special limud that yichayev malchus? So let's see. In Shvua Sheker, just I'll speak outside, there are four different Shvua Sheker categories of Shvua Sheker. One is talking about the future. I'm going to do something, and I don't do it. I say, I swear I'm going to do something, and I don't do it. That's one type. Or I say, I swear I'm not going to do something, and I do it. That's one type, Ola Haba. And the same thing is Tula L'Sha'avar. I said, yesterday I went to the store. Or yesterday I didn't go to the store. That's both ways, is L'Sha'avar. So there's four different combinations, and let's see which one is Chayiv Malkus. Maskur Avur, Shvua Sheker Echidon, what's the case? Inei Medom Shloi Oichel, he says, I'm not going to eat steak. V'ochal, and he ate it, and he ate the steak. That the halacha is there, is he at Malkus? We don't need a pasuk for that. Why? Hosam Udu Mahav Maisa, that's a pasuk to Maisa. I ate steak, and I wasn't allowed to eat steak, I made a Shvua. Hosam Mahav Maisa, Avad. Deer did a Maisa. So that wouldn't need a pasuk. So what's the case in your pasuk? You said, I'm going to eat, and I didn't eat. You said, I'm going to eat steak, and I didn't eat the steak. But at the end of the day, I eat steak, and I didn't eat it. Ahu mi lucky that you don't get the takadonga malchus. Ahu mi lucky that you get malchus. I'll show you. Not like that. But it says, we learned, shvua, let's say someone says, shvua shayachi gazel yem. Someone says, I'm going to eat this challah today. But over hayoyim, the day passed, lo yachli, didn't eat it. What's the halacha? Rabbi Yechon, Rav Shimon, and Lakosh, Omer, ain't a loika. Both say you don't get malchus. For two different reasons. Rabbi Yechon, Omer, ain't a loika. Why? You laugh shame by maisa. It's laugh shame maisa. Not eating, abstaining from eating is not a maisa. So you see here, this laugh shame maisa, you don't get malchus on. V'chol laugh shame maisa, ain't a loika law. That's what Rabbi Yechon says. Rav Shlokosh, Omer, ain't a loika. Shlokosh says you don't get malchus and have asra asafik. V'chol asra asafik, ain't a loika law. Because Asra HaSafik, why is it Asra HaSafik? The reason why it's Asra HaSafik, because you can't, when do you tell them not to eat? You tell them, a fork after you say, no, by the way, you're not allowed to eat that. You say, yeah, I don't allow to eat that. Who's going to eat it? Asra HaSafik right before he does it. When is he not eating it? I still can eat it. It's always Asra HaSafik. So, but at the end of the day, what does Rabbi Yechon say? It's a lav shem emaisa. So, how can you say Rabbi Yechon says a lav shem emaisa by shvua you get malchus is? We say, what's the case? If he says I'm not going to eat and I ate, that's emaisa. I don't need a pasuk for that lashav. If I say I'm going to eat and then I don't eat, that itaka don't get malchus. Rabbi Yechon says you don't get lav shem emaisa. You don't get malchus. So, what's the case that will be marba from lashav? You know what the case of Umarba Shvua Sheker is? In a case where he said, yesterday I ate something, or yesterday I didn't eat something. Yesterday I ate in reserve cart, and no, I didn't eat the reserve cart. Either way, and in the lying, that's called Shvua Sheker. And that would be Marba from Lashav. Umarba Achalti Vloichalti from Lashav. Umayshno, the Kamarba Achalti Vloichalti. Why achalti lechalti were marbef from the pasuk lashav ma'oichav le'ochal and oichav le'ochal we say that's lav shem emaisa. What's the difference? They're both all lav shem emaisa. When I say a shvua that I eat yesterday, it's lav shem emaisa also. So what's the difference? Why one were marbef, one were not marbef? And Rava, the pshat is like this, because the Torah is marbef lashav from the word lashav, so it has to be similar to shvua lashav. Amar Rava, b'feirush ripsha Torah sheker dami lashav Mashav, Zer Shav, L'Sha'avar. It's always L'Sha'avar. It's not L'Haba. Af Shekel L'Sha'avar. Anytime you're being Mashana, I say Yadua, something that's here already. I want to say that person is a cow. That person's here already. It's always L'Sha'avar. It's not L'Haba. Therefore, the Shvuah being Marav is also L'Sha'avar. It's also always L'Sha'avar. So I'll upon him now. If someone asks you, which type of Nishba L'Sheker being Marav? The answer is L'Sha'avar, L'Chalti, V'Loy Achalti. Talk to Gemara. Let's bring back the memories from Masech L'Shvuos, no? The nightmares from Masech L'Shvuos. But it's good. It's not so much longer than 6 or 7 lines, and it's very easy. Talk to Maravai. The Eisvei. Rabbi Yirmiyah L'Rav Avol. Rabbi Yirmiyah has a kashka from Mishta Taka and Shvuos. Says the Mishta and Shvuos like this. Someone says on the same challah, Shvuos L'Ech Gezu, I'm not going to eat this challah. Then it's again, Shvuos L'Ech Lana, I'm not going to eat it. Shvuos L'Ech Lana, I'm not going to eat it. 3 Shvuos. So if you eat it, how many malchus do you get? 3 malchus? Let's see. Va'ichlo inechayv la'achas. Only chayv 1. Why? Because ein shvuah chala shvuah. That's the reason. Only chayv 1. And the Mishnah ends off there. V'zuhi shvuas bitui shechayovim al zoydin makas. This is the shvuas bitui yechayv on mezid makas. Val shugasa carbon oil v'yerid. And I'm showing you carbon oil v'yerid. Zuhi lemuti mai. What is this coming to excluding? This is the shvuah yechayv malkas b'mezid and Shogeg Karim. By the way, incidentally, there are Shavuos that, with nothing to do with Shavuos Bitui, that Taka always get the same thing. For example, Shavuos Apakadon always brings the Asham, even if it's Bemezid. But here we're saying Shavuos Bitui depends. If it's Bemezid, it's Malkus. Shogeg, you bring a Karim. So what's Zuhi coming to Lafuke? My love, it's coming to Lafuke, Achalti, Lo Echalti. The Loyalaki, you don't get. By Echalti, Lo Echalti, you don't get Malkus. Here it's Shloich Lena, I said, I'm not going to eat it. And you ate it, you did a maisa, so you chayiv. But achalti v'lo achalti, which is lisha avar, dear your potter. And it's a kasha on what we just said. My la muti achalti v'lo achalti, lo lucky. No more like, no, you know what's going to exclude? Zuhi da shigasa maisi carbon. This is where you bring a carbon on a shaggy. You have achalti v'lo achalti, lisha avar, lo maisi carbon. You taka don't bring a carbon. You only have carbon al haba, not on shava. According to this man, the yama. That's what he wants to say right now. Umani, who is that going? According to Rabbi Shmuel, Gama Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel says, "Einoi chayiv elo ala osid lavi." Only chayiv on osid, because in the pasuk it says of someone who's amak. It says levate b'sfasayim lahara oy lahetiv, and just like lahara lahetiv is lahaba. So Rav Shmuel, the only time chayiv a carbon is only lahaba. So Zuhi is saying this is the only this type of shuah is chayiv, malchus, bemezid, and shogeg carbon. Masha inkein achalti v'achalti is not chayiv a carbon. So it's good, still good. Our halacha that nishba is chayiv malchus is still good. What's the problem? Eim seifa, the seifa in the Mishnah Shavuah says, talking about shuah shav, it says Zui shvuah shav shechayav ma'azoydin ha'makas v'ashugus shav potter. And the shogeg potter from carbon shvuah shav only chayiv malchus and not of carbon. So what's zui l'mali t'mai? My la l'mute chalt v'chalti dinah chayiv malchus. And so it's back shver. What are we remember by us by nishba? My la l'mute chalt v'chalti lo yilaki. Zog demar loy. No, the zui d'ashugus shav potter carbon. Av chalti lo yilchalti maisi carbon. Even though it's l'sha'avar yibichayiv carbon. Umani, who's that? Can't be Rabbi Shmuel. It's the opposite. Umani Rabbi Kivi. Doma v'in carbon l'sha'avar. You bring carbon l'sha'avar. So what's the problem? Va'amit reisha Rabbi Shmuel. The problem is there's 2 zuhi. The zuhi with the reisha, zuhi with the sefer. We said zuhi the reisha is saying that achalti v'lechalti is not chayav a carbon. And we're saying zuhi the sefer is saying you are chayav a carbon. So it's something got to give. There's a problem here. Estira. Hello. You have to say the sefer Rabbi Kiva reisha namer Kiva. So it means that really achalti v'lechalti is chayav a carbon and chayav malchus. So what's the first zuhi coming la'afuke? V'reisha la'ava mutei achalti v'lechalti. Ella mute oichel loy achal. It's coming with fuke ala haba. The haba of oichel and eat. With deer, it's not a maisa. Maishna, mishum. Oh yeah, so we'll talk in a second. We'll speak it out first. Mute oichel loy achal means the guy said I'm going to eat. I didn't eat. So it's lav shein v'maisa. And we said before they were not marbred lav shein v'maisa. Why not? Because that dumi the shua shav. And that's what coming to lafuke. That this lav shein v'maisa there is no malchus on it. Now how do we know that that's coming to be mayit lahaba, mayit's mayit achalti lechalti, or mayishno, Mishum the koyeh b'la'aba, that shvuah shvitu is talking about la'aba. It says, I'm not going to eat this, which is la'aba, and mayit la'aba. It's coming to exclude the other case of la'aba, which means that he says, oichel v'loy ochal. Koyeh b'la'aba, mayit shavah. We're going to say, mayit l'shachalti. That's the opposite case. That's how we know this is the way to mayit. Very good shmak. So we finished the sugya for nishba, and we chapt ha'yichayiv malkus, and the apostle k'loy naka Hashem, and we said that even this fellow Sheker, and the case being Marbe is a Chalti v'lo yachalti. Very good smack. Next case was Meimar. He said it's exception to the rule. The Gemara doesn't change its mind right now. Umeimar. Omele Rabbi Yechon Latano, lo yisisti Meimar. Don't put a Meimar one of the exceptions. Why not? Meshavim de biburai oisa maisa. Zok Rabbi Yechonon, tomura is called a maisa. Zok Rashi, why is it called a maisa? He says, because sha'usa mechulin kachim, I turn a chulin to kachim. As I spoke about before, that a maisa can mean, even without your bodily, you know, a physical maisa. It means if you toif something, if you create something, that's also called a maisa.
It's
right, Gemara 4 named like that. Yeah, in the Amayra, the Gemara 4 learned Lashay Maisa, yeah. But, this Gemara Rav Yechon was not like that, you know. The Chutz Mishpa, yeah, the Gemara 4 says the whole discussion, Rabbi Huda Nat, yeah, that falls off, yeah, it's a Machaikas in the Gemara, I'm right. But was the Rabbi Yechon hold the most hold? Lafshe Maisa is even if it's not physical Maisa, yes. No, how? You can't turn into anything. You make a shvuah, I'm going to eat steak, and I can turn anything. Yeah, you didn't turn it. You didn't make it also, no.
Yeah, you can eat it also.
No, very good question. There's a chilek between a neder and a shvuah. Neder makes it Issa Chavtsa, shvuah is only Issa Gav. Shvuah is Issa Amid, not on the Chavtsa, not on the Chavtsa. That's the halacha, the chilek between a shvuah and a neder. What?
Even according to that, I made it Asra Amid.
I know, yeah. You know, shvuah is not that. That's not called tuning up something. It's not called creating something. Okay. The last case of these three were makalel as someone b'shem, as chaver b'shem with Hashem's name. So the question is, how you know get malchus on this? Mendolan, how you go to malchus? So the Gemara bring an apostik in the teichacha. Amar avelazon rabbi Ishi amar kra. It says in the apostik, im loy sishmor lasis is called divrei atay razay seksubim seif hazeh li yeres Hashem. It says you're not going to be careful to fear Hashem's name. And then it says afterwards, what happens if you don't fear Hashem's name, which means you make a call song with Hashem's name. What is the next pasuk? So the pasuk says, if someone's not careful with Hashem's name, he gets malchus. This is the makar, the makalus Hashem gets malchus. Zok the Gemara, maybe even by a shvuas emes, you're also not so careful with Hashem's name. Maybe you also should get malchus. It's also not called careful. Ema filo shvuas emes get malchus. So the more of a headache siv, shvuas Hashem tiv eshtayim. It says, shvuas emes you have to make. A shomer has to make a shvua. So the more, no, ema ha'mi milifai es chaveira. That's maybe only if you want to make your friend feel good. I mean, milka lock, you get malchus, because maybe if you're in a din Torah, instead of saying Hashem's name, if someone's so careful Hashem's name, you give money instead of making a shvua. And maybe get malchus. Don't tell me because shvuah Hashem. It says you want to make your friend feel better. You make a shvuah, but you don't. It's not a mitzvah. The Malala Leimatz Amris. That Kosev says that Ksiv uveshmoi teshaveya. It says say you should swear at Hashem's name. Right, the Gemara. Who said that means for Shomrim? Maybe who boiler look Rav Dama Rav Gidlam Rav. That there is a time when it's a mitzvah to make a shvuah. When I shishbam l'kayim as a mitzvahs. How do you know he's supposed to make a shvuah to become a mitzvah? Someone has a hard time getting up for shachris. He makes a shvuah, I'm going to get up for shachris. That's a mitzvah. So how do you know v'shmoy teshaveya means who says going on the case of shomer? So the Gemara is another pasuk. It's two times in the Torah v'shmoy teshaveya. One time in Devarim Vav, which is in Parashat Eschanon, and it says different time k'siv kra achrina uvoy sidbok. The other pasuk says, as Hashem lekecha tira, oisa avoy devoy sidboik uveshmoy teshaveya. It's my son's bar mitzvah parish, the parish of Eichem. Uveshmoy teshaveya, there's again shmoy teshaveya. Ela. So, Bekitzer was saying, it's not coming with shvuas emes, because the pasuk of uveshmoy teshaveya. Ela mai osa. So what's the pasuk in the Teichah talking about? Hifla Hashem es makaischa. Lamai osa, lamakal es chaveira b'shem. They makal your friend b'shem. And that's when you know they get malchus for that. Maybe it's going something else. Someone says Shem Hashem for nothing. Zok to Gemara, okay, but Makal is included also then. Migara Makal is Chaver B'Shem, Maybe you're right. Moit Shem Shem Levatolo is against Malkus. It doesn't exclude Makalel. Makalel is Shem Shem Levatolo. So the Gemara, not Hoch Kasha, this is something to ask you. Ema Moit Shem Shem Levatolo, Tiskele Malkus, it's not Malkus. Av Makal Chaver B'Shem, Kivin de Ka'ovatarti, you do two things. You're hurting someone. Come up with Shem Shem Levatolo. First of all, you're doing Shem Shem Levatolo. Come up with Tarle Chavre. You're hurting your friend. Le Tiskele Malkus, it's not enough Malkus. So the Gemara, no. Loi Matis Amris. That you can't say. The pasuk says loisa kalacherish. We have a lav in the Torah to mekalacherish. So there it makes sense. You have malchus because you have the azara. The yamis b'shloim mekalas chaveira. Then azarosim ahocha. Here's your azara loisa kalacherish. The chesiv is kalacherish. Eli yamis moitz shem shem v'tala. If you say that the malchus on someone says a shem name for nothing, azara temahecha. Where is the azara? Every malchus is a azara. He's a lav in the Torah. Break the bar. Lama loy have a lav. The chesiv as shem as shem as Hashem Melekechatira. The pasuk says Hashem Melekechatira. So there it says alav. The one that's not alav. Who azara saseyu? It's a say, not alav. So therefore, since we only find alav by mekalel when we have malchus by Shem Shemayim, it gotta be mekalel and not be the case of Shem Shemayim Vatalo, because that's where you have alav, and that's where you know those three things are nishba, meimar, mekalel. Nishba we learn from Meshav, mekalel from here, and meimar the Gemara is saying is a maisa.